رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the 10th day of Ramadan 1435. The 6th day or 7th of the month of July 2014. It is Ayah 77 that marks our continuation point. Let's have the recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا إن يسرق فقد سرق أخ له من قبل فأسرها يوسف في نفسه ولم يبدها لهم قال أنتم شر مكانا والله أعلم بما تصفون. قالوا يا أيها العزيز إن له أبا شيخا كبيرا فخذ أحدنا مكانه إنا نراك من المحسنين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا إن يسرق فقد سرق أخ له من قبل فأسرها يوسف في نفسه ولم يبدها لهم قال أنتم شر مكانا والله أعلم بما تصفون. قالوا إن يسرق, they said, if he had stolen, then فقد سرق أخ له من قبل, indeed his brother did steal before. You see, now they understood that it was Binyamin that took the instrument belonging to the king. So they went to the conclusion of saying, well, if he had stolen, it is a kind of behavior in their line. That's the meaning. Because فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ, a brother of his, unknown to them, they were, you know, talking against Yusuf in his presence. Unknown to them. أَخُ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ, a brother of his before did steal. When Yusuf had this, Allah said, فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ, and Yusuf left that onto his mind. He concealed what they were saying in his own heart. وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ, he didn't show any sign of discomfort to them on what they have said. قَالَ أَنْتُمْ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا, inwardly he said, you are the worst people ever in position for what you did to his brother, and now you are castigating his brother without any justification. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَصِفُونَ, and Allah knows best concerning your design and whatever you do. Next ayah.
قالوا يا أيها العزيز إن له أبا شيخا كبيرا فخذ أحدنا مكانه إنا نراك من المحسنين.
قالوا يا أيها العزيز إن له أبا شيخا كبيرا فخذ أحدنا مكانه إنا نراك من المحسنين. Now they said to the king, Oye al-Aziz. Aziz was the title used in describing the person occupying the pharaonic throne. Then, Oye king, إن له أبا شيخا كبيرا, he has an old father. أبا, he had a father, شيخا, aged, كبيرا, very grown into ages. So we suggest, فَخُذْ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانَهُ إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. We suggest you capture, you take one of us in his own place. We see you amongst those who practice goodness. You see, they thought if they should go back to the father, bearing in mind the promise they took. Now Benjamin is also missing. It will be bad, too bad for them to go back without this young man. So they were suggesting, take one of us, let it be the prisoner, let him be the captive. Allow us to go with this young man, at least to prove to our dad, our father, that we are truthful to the promises we took in his presence. But Prophet Yusuf refused. He said something different. Now,
قال معاذ الله أن نأخذ إلا من وجدنا متاعنا عنده إلا إذا لظالمون.
قال معاذ الله أن نأخذ إلا من وجدنا متاعنا عنده إنا إذا لظالمون. قال معاذ الله. He said, who is saying here? Yusuf, in response to their request, their design, their alternative, he said, Ma'ad Allah, I seek Allah's refuge. An na'khud illa man wajadna mata'ana inda. God forbid to hold but the one we found our property with. Meaning, how can we capture, detain, imprison, hold somebody innocent? The one that we came across our property with him is the one to be held responsible. You know, he was trying to actualize his what? Plan to maintain and hold his younger brother. If we do that, then inna idha lazalimun, we shall be among the wrong doing people, and we cannot afford to be a zalimun.
فلما استيأسوا منه خلصوا نجيا قال كبيرهم ألم تعلموا أن أباكم قد أخذ عليكم موثقا من الله ومن قبل ما فرطتم في يوسف فلن أبرح الأرض حتى يأذن لي أبي أو يحكم الله لي وهو خير الحاكمين.
فلما استيأسوا منه خلصوا نجيا. Look at this beautiful expression. فلما استيأسوا منه خلصوا نجيا. When they became hopeless, when it became evidently fruitless to secure the release of Bunyamin, that is فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ خَلَصُوا نَجِيَّا. They went by the side and started discussing. That is خَلَصُوا نَجِيَّا. They went apart, you know, having a discussion on what to do. قَالَ كَبِيرُهُمْ. Their leader, هُنَا كَبِيرُهُمْ, their leader, said unto them, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ أَبَاكُمْ قَدْ أَخَذَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Have you forgotten that your father, you wrote covenant before him? He took a promise that you are going to bring back your brother. You remember this pretty well. وَمِنْ قَبْلُ, and before that, مَا فَرَّطْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفْ. Do you remember what it concerns Yusuf? Two things. There is a lingering promise upon you, and you remember what you did to your brother Joseph by manhandling him. Two behaviors committed by you. Now you want to go back to your father without your brother? Then he said, فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضَ حَتَّى يَأَذَنَ لِأَبِي. Let me tell you, I will never go back to Palestine to my father. I will be tarrying in the land until such a time when my father allows me to come back. So you know, he was proven right to what happened. With what eyes will he look at his father? فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضَ حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ لِأَبِي أَوْ يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ لِي. Either my father asked me to come back or until Allah decides for me, even if it means dying looking for the release of Bunyamin, that shall be. But to go back, to look at him, that is not intelligible, it's not commonsensical, it's not to be taken into consideration. I will never tolerate such a thing. I will remain here. When I receive his permission to go back, I will go back. Or I die. Allahu Akbar. Unknown to him, that Prophet Yusuf made this good plan, like people saying, to what? To maintain and hold back his brother. And it is Allah's plan, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu ghalibun ala amri wa lakinna aktharan nasi la ya'lamun. Wa huwa khairul hakimin. And Allah is the base of decision makers. Any decision making authority, Allah ranks higher. Yeah. Anybody having machinery of decision making, Allah's machinery ranks higher than his or theirs. That is the meaning. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Next ayah.
ارجعوا إلى أبيكم فقولوا يا أبانا إن ابنك سرق وما شهدنا إلا بما علمنا وما كنا للغيب حافظين.
This is ayah number 81 in this chapter number 12. ارجعوا إلى أبيكم فقولوا يا أبانا إن ابنك سرق وَمَا شَهِدْنَا إِلَّا بِمَا عَلِمْنَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِلْغَيْبِ حَافِظِينَ. That was his final decision. Go back home. I will not go. Go until our father. إِنَّ ابْنَكَ فَرَقْ. Your son committed a theft. He stole something not belonging to him. Meaning if really he was held, it was with a justification. That is the reason. Go and tell our father, إِنَّ ابْنَكَ سَرَقَ. Your son committed what? A theft. Alright? وَمَا شَهِدْنَا إِلَّا بِمَا عَلِمْنَا. And we bear witness only on what we know. Unknown to us that this boy was a thief. We didn't know. That is وَمَا شَهِدْنَا إِلَّا بِمَا عَلِمْنَا. وَمَا كُنَّا لِلْغَيْبِ حَافِظِينَ. Something hidden, we cannot claim knowledge on it. All we are saying, we didn't know him to be, a thief. But now he proved us wrong. So he was trying to tell them, tell your father, if he asked you why your son committed something criminal, something heinous, something condemnable, something reprehensible, stealing. وَمَا شَهِدْنَا إِلَّا بِمَا عَلِمْنَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِلْغَيْبِ حَافِظِينَ. Now he made another statement to drive home his point by saying, وَاسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَةَ.
وَاسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَةَ الَّتِي كُنَّا فِيهَا وَالْعِيرَ الَّتِي أَقْبَلْنَا فِيهَا وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ.
وَاسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَةَ الَّتِي كُنَّا فِيهَا وَالْعِيرَ الَّتِي أَقْبَلْنَا فِيهَا وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ. Tell him, Father, if you wish, you can as well ask the dwellings that we are in, them. Dwellings there means a place where people dwell. Villages, countryside, and the like. Al-Qariya, meaning you can ask, was it true my son stole? You can ask them to verify. That is the meaning. In their effort to make sure that in the presence of their dad, their father, they were innocent. In this case, unlike the case of Yusuf. That is the point. وَاسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَ الَّتِي كُنَّا فِيهَا وَالْعِيرَ الَّتِي أَقْبَلْنَا فِيهَا. And you can also ask the caravan that we shared the same route with. You can ask them, we are speaking the truth. So he said, وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ. Definitely, certainly, obviously, we are speaking the truth. Okay, they went to Prophet Yaqub. They told him what transpired. Listen to his answer.
قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل عسى الله أن يأتيني بهم جميعا إنه هو العليم الحكيم.
قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل. Look at the beautiful answer. قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَأْتِيَنِي بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. قَالَ يَعْقُوب, translated Jacob عليه السلام, said to them, بَلْ, no, not as you say. Your minds, you know, gave you designs. You walked according to the inner designs of your source. Okay, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. I will maintain beautiful patience, tolerance, perseverance. جَمِيل. Allah wants you to be patient, not only patient, but beautiful patience. What is صَبْرٌ جَمِيل? The ulama say, the tolerance you have without complaining. Yeah. Your son dies, your father dies, say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajun. Don't say, hey, why did you go take my son? Or my father? No. Fasabrun jameel. Somebody is sick, sabrun jameel. Some scholars are of the view, if you are sick, don't be complaining. Oh, I'm sick, I'm unhappy. Leave things with Allah if you want to get the road of sabr and jameel. It never takes your life. Don't cause them. Say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. Sabr and jameel. You fail an examination, a'udhu billah, sabr and jameel. Students, their teachers in polytechnics on strike for almost a year. Sabrun jameel. Don't castigate. Don't character assassinate. Don't defame. Rely on Allah. Pray and play your role positively for an amicable resolution of the quagmire and the trouble. Sabrun jameel. Sabrun jameel. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Who are they? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Then Allah says, أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. So فصبر جميل. I will exercise beautiful tolerance, perseverance and patience so that Allah will recognize me. Allah will endorse me. Okay? So it's not only to just hear and read. It also applies to all of us. Sabrun jameel. Now listen to his words. Asallahu an ya'tiyani bihim jami'a. Perchance or surely Allah will definitely bring them back onto me. So there was a kind of a deep conviction that they were alive. And one day, they will definitely be brought back to him. عَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَتِبِ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah is Al-Aleem, all-knowing. Al-Hakim, all-wise. Next ayah.
وَتَوَلَّى عِنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَى عَلَى يُوسُفَ وَابْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ.
وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَى, الله أكبر, يَا أَسَفَى عَلَى يُوسُفَ وَابْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. After saying this to them, he just took his leave. He left them there. That is watawalla anhum. He turned away from them and he was saying, Ya asafa ala Yusuf. Oh, my grief on the loss of Yusuf. You know, he loved him so much. He loved Yusuf so much, so dearly. And you know, it's very hard to part ways with something you love. Isn't it? So he said, Ya asafa ala Yusuf. Oh, my grief. He was grief stricken. He was aggrieved, okay? He was being tormented mentally. He underwent a kind of a mental torture because of the actions of this son. He said, Ya asafa ala Yusuf, wa biyaddat ayna. His eyesight became impaired, you know? His power of seeing was disturbed. Impaired because of crying, dropping tears to the point the eyes were being weakened. That is the message here. Min al-huzni, on account of worry, grief. For huwa kadhim, he was trying to control his what? Grief. That is kadhim. Or you can say he was silent. And if somebody is silent and something is torturing inwardly, that is more painful. It's better you utter, and that's all. The Arabs say, وَالرَّاحَةُ مَكْرُوبَةٌ وَالسَّرِيرَةُ أَنْ تُبْشِي. At times, your time can be disturbed. The best for you is to utter what worries you. By the time you've said it, you're okay. But هو كذيب. Next ayah.
قالوا تالله تفتأ تذكر يوسف حتى تكون حربا أو تكون من الهالكين.
قالوا تالله تفتأ تذكر يوسف حتى تكون حربا أو تكون من الهالكين. When they look at him, you know, shedding tears, and the nature of the eyes became awkward, depressed, they say, Father, tafta'u, tafkur Yusuf. If you keep on talking about Yusuf, 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 until you become sick, haradan. You become malnourished, mashiated, awtakuna, or you die. What were they saying? Were they being insolent? Is it insolence? You know, insolence, to become rude to somebody, you become crude and rude. No, they were kind of trying to advise the father, stop crying, father, take heart. Because the more you talk about him, hatta takuna haradan, we fear there are chances you become sick, or aw takuna min al-halikin, or finally you die. But he gave them a befitting answer, namely,
قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ.
قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Look at beautiful answer from a mu'min, a believer, a prophet, an apostle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala, he said, Innama ashku bassi wa huzni ila Allah. I am only lodging my complaint or my grave disturbance. That is bas. Bas and huzun are almost synonymous terms. But bas is deeper than huzun. If somebody is grievously aggrieved, that can cause some mental disorder onto him. Yeah. Psychological, psycho-emotional imbalance can occur. Psycho-emotional imbalance can take place if somebody is being traumatized inwardly. That is al-bas. But huzun is ordinary sadness. So he said, look, I am losing my complaint about my sadness, my deep grief, and my sadness with Allah. And وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, I know that which you know not from Allah. I have knowledge from Allah of which you don't know. Meaning, he knew his children were alive, and he knew out of certainty and certitude one day they'll be brought back alive and he was going to see them. So he says, وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Next ayah.
يا بني اذهبوا فتحسسوا من يوسف وأخيه ولا تيأسوا ولا تيأسوا من روح الله إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون.
يا بني يذهبوا فتحسسوا من يوسف وأخيه ولا تيأسوا من روح الله, to the end of the verse, which is verse number 87. Prophet Yaqub said unto them again, Ya Bani, O ye my children, O my what? Sons. If it's a children, female child is also included. If it's a children, if you say my awlad or walad, walad includes male and female. What? Offspring issues. But if you want exclusively boy, you say what? Zakar or Ibn, and the girl Bint. Now he was addressing his male children only. So he said, Ya Baniya, O ye my children and my son, Izhabu, go, Fatahassasu min Yusuf, go and look about the information of Yusuf. Allahu Akbar. Go across the land. Look about his information. Try to establish his whereabouts. That is fatahassasu. Wa akhihi, along with his brother. And then he told them, wala tayasu min rawhillah. Don't give up when it comes to Allah's gift. Rawhullah, Allah's spirit. Don't give up. So it tells you whatever you do, don't give up. As a student, you fail, don't give up. Don't give up. Hopelessness is not for a believer. Abadan. Believe you me. If what you want to achieve is in the sky, come on, go. Be determined. Be meticulous. Be proactive. Be scrupulous. And be prayerful. Be dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be active. Don't be passive. In the dictionary of a believer, there is nothing called hopelessness. Wallahi al-azim. So, wala tayasu min rawhillah. Don't give up in actualizing Allah's bounties, because innahu la yayasu min rawhillah illa al-qawmul kafirun. Nobody becomes hopeless, disenchanted in Allah's gift, but the unbelieving people. Can you afford to become an unbeliever? No. So don't give up. So they went out, encouraged by these fatherly words of their father, coupled with their iman in Allah. They went out looking for Yusuf until such a time when Allah has decided the time for him to come out was okay, was due. The time for reunion was due. They kept on praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, struggling, you know, touching the buttons, as they say, connecting the buttons. Where was he? Next ayah.
فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزُ مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الضُّرُّ وَجِئْنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الضُّرُّ وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاةٍ فَأَوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلَ وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِي الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ.
فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ, you should remember, now they are going to Egypt for how many, for what time? For the third time. For the third time. The first one, the price of the good they purchased was returned to them. You remember this? The second going, They were accused of stealing, but through a good plan to return his brother. Now for the third time, they were going back to Egypt again. I think you are following the sequence, the flow of the narrative. Now they left Palestine, they tarried in the land, and they came back to Egypt. So فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ, when they entered into the palace of Prophet Yusuf, now a minister, a king with portfolio, unlike when he was plunged into the prison unjustifiably because of evil gimmick and gimmickry, now somebody having a portfolio in the royal court. So now when they entered, قالوا يا أيها العزيز مسنا وأهل الضر, they addressed him in the honorific title, just like yesterday, Your Excellency, Your Honorable, whatever. يا أيها العزيز, O ye King, the kingly King, مسنا وأهل الضر, troubled and harms or cut on us and our family. وَجِئِنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ, now we have brought to you an awkward price, meaning something depreciated. A depreciated kind of price we have brought, we want food to be given to us. فَأَوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلِ, we hope you will give us full measure. وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا, please practice the practice of charity on us, because إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِي الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ, Allah rewards handsomely those who give sadaqah. Now, at this point, they didn't still know they were talking to their brother Yusuf. Now it was time for him to come out and declare his identity to them, but through a tactical meaning, by asking them a simple question. Here he asked them, as we can hear,
قال هل علمتم ما فعلتم بيوسف واخيه اذ انتم جاهلون.
Can you hear? قال هل علمتم ما فعلتم بيوسف واخيه اذ انتم جاهلون. He asked them, هل علمتم, do you know now? Do you know or do you recollect what you did unto Yusuf and his brother, if antum jahilun, while you are ignorant, in the state of their ignorance, like how ignorance, that is, you didn't know the evil consequence of your doing. Jahilun. Now they were surprised. What bring Yusuf here? Did he know Yusuf? Now in the light of this, they were amazed. They were amazed, they were taken by surprise, they were taken aback, they were flabbergasted, if you like it. Now they ask this question by saying what?
قَالُوا أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفُ, قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفُ وَهَذَا أَخِي قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
قَالُوا أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفُ, the same, really, are you Yusuf? Because a'innaka is a questionnaire that suggests a mixture of surprise and certainty. It's a combination, it's a blending of the two. A'innaka la anta Yusuf, you must be Yusuf, are you the one? Why they didn't say anta Yusuf, they say a'innaka la anta Yusuf, are you Yusuf? Why? Because of what they heard from him. Now they began to recollect, okay, the first time we came, all right, well, he behaved to all of us. أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفُ, قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفُ, That's all. That was the end of the mystery. Okay? The thing hidden is now open. He said, indeed, Anna. In Arabic language, Anna, I told you, is Damir what? Damir Munfasil. Not Muttasil. It's a decisive pronoun. Anna, not you. Huwa, not I. Here, not they. Whom? The ulama call this Damair Munfasil. Decisive pronoun. Alright? He said, I am Yusuf. Translated, Joseph. I am Yusuf, and you should know, وَهَذَا أَخِي وَهَذَا أَخِي هَذَا in Arabic is called what? إِسْمُ الْإِشَارَةِ إِسْمُ الْإِشَارَةِ a pointer. إِسْمُ الْإِشَارَةِ and you know إِسْمُ الْإِشَارَةِ has many categories. There is masculine إِسْمُ الْإِشَارَةِ هَذَا. There is feminine إِسْمُ الْإِشَارَةِ. What's that? Hadihi. There is dual ismul ishara masculine. What do you say? Hadan. Beautiful. There is dual feminine ismul ishara. Hatan. Beautiful. There is plural ismul ishara plural masculine. هؤلاء. The class is full of Arabic students. MashaAllah. 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 There is plural اسم الإشارة feminine. Very difficult. No. هاتان is finished. Two. There. You see هؤلاء. هؤلاء. It's common. هؤلاء applies to what? Masculine plural and also as well to female. هؤلاء بناتي. هؤلاء بناتي. هؤلاء. هؤلاء قوم. If it is هؤلاء, no difference. Okay. He said, وهذا أخي. This is my brother. Or you can say, my full brother. قد من الله علينا. Certainly Allah has bestowed His favor on us. Manna. And qad in Arabic suggests what? Qad suggests emphasis. Suggests emphasis. And qad goes with verb always. Usually fi'l madi. Qad sami'a Allah. Qad ja'a. Qad qamat salat. You don't combine qad with a nominal phrase. You don't say qad Yusuf, qad Yahya. No. So qad manallahu alayna, Allah has bestowed His bounty on us. Then He said, innahu man yattaqi wa yasbir. He who keeps his duty to Allah, wa yasbir, and exercise patience on everything, fa inna Allah la yudhi'u Ajr al-Muslimin, Allah does not destroy, yudhi, the reward of those who act righteously or who practice goodness. But there are two conditions. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ. If you have taqwa, you have as-sabr, then Allah will never thwart your effort. Your reward will be evenly given to you. Next ayah.
قالوا تالله لقد آثرك الله علينا وإن كنا لخاطئين.
قالوا تالله لقد آثرك الله علينا وإن كنا لخاطئين. Now they made this confessional admission. They say, by Allah, Allah has preferred you on top of us. We agree. You are above us. You can see, if you plan evil against somebody chosen by Allah, anointed by Him to use this word, you are just wasting your time. You can plan and counter-plan. The one that Allah wants him to be somebody, he is going to be one day. The Hausa people say what? Zakaran da Allah ya nufa da cara, ana muzuru, ana shaho. Ehen? Sai yayi. Sara da sassaka baya hana. Genji tofu. These are beautiful adages. If Allah has plan A is going to be millionaire, you can never stop it. It's a matter of time. If it's going to succeed, you can never ever stop it. Yeah, you will cause him to suffer. But finally, he's going to claim it. Look at the evil plan. So always put your trust in Allah. Rely on Allah always. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَزْبُهُ. So now they came to realize that all their efforts was a fruitless exercise, useless, without any attendant fruitful result. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ أَثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Oh, by Allah, Allah has preferred you on top of us. وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. We now confess we are, or we were, deliberate wrongdoers. That is al-khati. Khati, somebody committing sinful act willfully, intentionally, advertently, you say he is khati. But mukhti, somebody committing something against his will. Like the example of Ammar ibn Yasir. You know Ammar ibn Yasir? Ammar ibn Yasir radiyallahu anhu, when he embraced Islam, some people in Mecca, the unbelievers, the mushrikun, caught him. They said to him, we want you to insult Muhammad or we will kill you. Insult him, abuse him, as you get killed. What was he to do? Ammar uttered some bad words on the personality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they laughed. They set him free. Leaving the place, he went to the Prophet crying, wailing. He said, Ya Rasulallah, halakt wa ahlakt. I have been completely destroyed. What happened? Then he told him. He said, Ya Ammar, كيف تجد قلبك? How do you feel your state of mind like? He said, Wallahi Ya Rasulullah, when I was saying this, my heart was full of iman. I knew I was lying. If not because of the compulsion I found myself in, I wouldn't have said. He said, if you find yourself in such a situation, say it again. Imagine, it is on this an ayah was revealed. Illa man ukriha wa qalbuhu mutma'innun bil iman, walakin man shara bil kufri sadra. If you disbelieve, accept fact that is compelled, coerced and forced. But somebody willfully making statement of disbelief. So it is telling you, if you can get yourself in a situation where you have no way out, you have way out already. Okay? May Allah save all of us. So he told them, we are really amongst the wrongdoers. But listen to his kindness. Allahu Akbar.
قال لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم.
نعم.
وهو أرحم الراحمين.
قال لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين. قال he said, who is that? Yusuf. In a response to their regretful utterances, okay? But as if he was saying, take heart. لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. There is no any blame on you today. No blame. Okay, somebody plans evil against you, but Allah made you succeed. Don't go back again. Don't go back. Don't look back. forward forever, backward never. They plan against you, they hatch evil, Allah has taken you up. Forget about everything. Don't go back again. It's a mark of backwardness to go back again. Don't look back. Yeah, somebody plans to put difficulties in your way in a ministry, taking your file and hiding it. You know, civil service is full of evils. Civil service. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا civil service. Lots of evils. Planning against somebody. We don't want to promote it. Then Allah wants to promote it. What do you do? So they plan and counterplan. Allah has uplifted. Don't say, I'm going to. No. Don't you take revenge. Leave him with his heart, with his sadness. Okay? So Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam says, La tathrib alaykum al-yawm. Today, no blame on you. يغفر الله لكم. Allah will forgive you. Allahu Akbar. وهو أرحم الراحمين. Allah is the most merciful of those claiming to be merciful. أرحم الراحمين. That is why it is part of the prophetic dua to be saying, يا أرحم الراحمين. Yeah. But don't say يا أرحم. No. In Arabic language, if you said يا, you are making a call. The name you call, if it is in possessive case, should be with fatah. It is called al-munada al-mudaf mansub. Ya arham al-rahimin, ya akram al-akramin, ya akra al-qari'in, like this. If it is munada al-mudaf, it is with fatah. Get it well. Don't say ya abdullahi. No, you say ya abdallahi. Ya amatallahi. Ya Qari al-Qur'an. If it is munada mudaf, that is the simple rule in Arabic language, in Nahu. Okay. Wa huwa arham al-rahim. But in this case, it's not making a call. That is why he didn't say arhama. He says, wa huwa arhamu al-rahimin. Now, having said this, what remains? Now he quickly remembered his father. Back there, in Palestine. So he was giving them a message to the old man, to the father, Prophet Yaqub. He said, as we can hear,
اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأتي بصيرا على وجه أبي يأتي بصيرا وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين.
اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأتي بصيرة وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين. Take this garment of mine. Now they are going back home. Now they knew this is Yusuf. And this is Bunyamin. They knew what they did to him. Now they are forgiven. All issues are now swept under the carpet. And the father was waiting there. And he told them, Allah will bring them back unto me. See, his prayer had been accepted. Now they are going back home. He gave them something. Take my garment, qamisi hadha. Take this garment. If you go there, throw the garment on the face of my father. This is something miraculous. It is extraordinary. It's unusual. Otherwise, how can he just throw a garment on the face of somebody blind and he comes back, he regains his sight? Is it possible? Is there any medical practitioner, an ophthalmologist, who can throw a garment on the face of his own blind man and then... Possible? That has to be magic or magic. But if it is prophet, that is miraculous. Take my garment. Throw it on the face of my father, Ya'ti Basira. He will automatically recover his eyesight. Allahu Akbar. Then after this, Wa'atuni bi ahlikum ajma'in. Bring all of the members of the family, all of them, come here. If you have gotten, remember your close ones. There are some people, some students, during their school days, their parents suffered for them, looking for admission for you, spending for your provisions going back to school. Now they have graduated, they have work, they are earning a good living, and they forget the parents. How ungrateful such boys can be. Can you imagine? A young boy told me in Kano one day, he was complaining to me, "Malam, my father was disturbing me, asking me to give him my salary, my salary." I said, "You must be wicked. You must be wicked. Who gave birth to you? Who took you to the school? Your school fees, all your troubles. Is it the way you're going to pay back your father? You must be wicked. You got to seek for Allah's forgiveness." And then he began to understand he was making a costly mistake. A lady is taken care of. Your husband, as a woman, buys everything for you. He shelters you. He houses you. He clothes you. He listens to your needs, immediate and remote. But one day he couldn't give you something, and you are saying, "I have never seen anything good with you throughout my life." That is bad. Bakinka za chikagogi. Butulu. So don't be an ingrate person. Okay? Always try to show gratitude to Allah. Allah says in Quran chapter number 14, verse 7, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If you thank me, I will increase you immeasurably, immensely, incalculably. But if you prove ungrateful, my punishment is severe indeed. So I think we have to get a place to stop. Take this garment of mine, go to my father. فَأَلْقُوهُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ يَأْتِ بَصِيرًا. Then bring your family, all of them. Next ayah.
وَلَمَّا فَصَلَتِ الْعِيرُ قَالَ أَبُوهُمْ إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفَ لَوْلَا
وَلَمَّا فَصَلَتِ الْعِيرُ. When the caravan took off, al-'iru means caravan. You know caravan? Right. The houseman corrupt the word 'ir. He says ayari. It is from 'ir. He says ayari. So when the caravan, the merchandise, took off from Egyptian land going to Palestinian site, miraculously the good, what do you call it, smell of the garment was taken by the air, a fast moving air, to the nose of the father. La ilaha illallah. And he began to tell them, wallahi inni la ajidu riha Yusuf. I am smelling the good odor of Yusuf. Imagine. Do you have any scientifically invented machinery to act like this today? This age of science and technology and breakthrough? Do you have one? But look at it. Inni la ajidu riha Yusufa. Then he said, Lawla antu fannidun. Had it not, I don't want you to tell me that I am speaking lie. But that's the issue. Or don't think I am senile. You know senility? When somebody grows old and old, he reaches the age of being senile. His mental function, the function is what? Is depreciated. So he cannot think properly. We say he is senile because of senility. So don't think I am senile. I am speaking senses. When they have these, what did they say?
قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ.
قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. قَالُوا, they said. Who are saying? Who are these? The relatives, the sons and grandsons. They say, إِنَّكَ تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. Wallahi, our father, our granddad, you are in your evident old era. Still you love Yusuf? You think he's alive? Astaghfirullah. So they felt he was in the wilderness. He was just chasing the shadow. Somebody is dead already. He's not dead. You are going to see a surprise very soon. Okay? So they told him, إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. You're just living, cherishing, I mean, you are old thinking, but they will soon realize they were the people in Dalal al-Mubin. Because Allah has done His, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. We stop here? Alright, on this note, inshallah we stop. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our knowledge of Quran, and may we remain through the book of Allah, knowing it, acting according to its teaching. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.